Bengal thriller set in the back streets of Cardiff.
We present Final Cut by Rob Gittins, with Ronan Vibert as John and Cyril Jenkins as Lisa.
A man and a woman commit the perfect murder.
What's that?
There's someone outside.
I can hear that. Who the hell is this?
Please. Please, you've got to help me.
Who's that? What's going on? What do you want?
It wouldn't, of course, go quite as they planned.
My boyfriend. There's been an accident. We crashed.
Crashed? Where? Betan, get my coat.
Up the bend in the mountains.
Castle Bend.
About half a mile back.
Is it Castle Bend?
My boyfriend, he's still in the car. He can't get out.
Betan!
You've got to help him.
Betan, call an ambulance.
Ben!
Look! Oh, God!
Can you see it?
What speed were you doing?
John!
He's completely turned over, man.
Please, just get him out. John!
No!
The door's all smashed in.
Listen to me.
I gotta get something behind it.
No!
Force it open!
Look, for God's sake, can't you smell it? There's petrol everywhere.
What are you talking about?
The fuel tank. It must have split open when you crashed.
But John!
If we force that door, the car will go up like a rocket.
We gotta get him out!
One spark! One spark, that's all it's going to take, and your boyfriend won't be going anywhere. My wife!
You've got to help him!
She's called the ambulance!
You've got to get him out of there!
The fire brigade, they'll come too, they'll get him out!
There's no time!
It'll be suicide if we try!
We've got to!
Put it thick! For pity's sake, stop it! Keep back! Just calm down! Okay? Calm down! Keep still! Don't do anything silly. Let the fire boys get him out. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
In the end, the man and woman would get away with it.
I'm sorry. There was nothing we could do. What? What's your boyfriend's name?
John.
What happened? Was there anyone in the car?
Yes, a man. This young lady's boyfriend, he was trapped inside.
And then what?
We're
They would find the world is not big enough for two people who share such a secret and turn on each other. Saturday, July 30th. 3 months to go.
Come on through.
So this happened at a party, Mr. Harvey.
Yeah, well, you know, not so much of a party. Few friends, you know. Cup of coffee?
No, thank you. How many friends?
5, 6. Is that important?
Well, just trying to build a picture, that's all.
That's all?
I'm sorry?
Doesn't matter.
So, you had 5 or 6 friends back?
Right.
Opened a couple of bottles of wine?
A couple going on 20, you know, my friends get thirsty.
Which is when this spillage took place.
Perth.
What?
Place.
Mr. Harvey?
It's not Stirling. I thought it was, but it's further north.
I'm sorry. I don't quite...
It's my hobby, you know, accents. I've been trying to place yours. Don't tell me. I'm out by miles.
I'm from Creef.
Hey, what do you know? Only 10?
Yes, now look, this party, Mr. Harvey.
So have you been away from home for long?
Mm-hmm. About 15 years. So...
You must like it down here.
Well, actually, I've only been here a year.
So where were you before?
Various places.
Ah, so what is it? Itchy feet?
It's company policy, Mr. Harvey. Now, could I look at the piece of carpet that was actually damaged?
Yeah, I've stored it just through here. So, why is that?
What?
Why is it company policy to move you around so much?
It's thought to be easier.
I don't understand.
What, if you don't know the people whose claim you're investigating?
Oh, I see. So you're less likely to let a friendship get in the way of your assessment of their claim?
That's the idea.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is this the carpet?
Must make for a lonely sort of life, though, eh? Move into a new place before you really get a chance to know the old.
Well, not so I've noticed. Now, this is the form you'll have to complete to make your claim. But I have to warn you, the company may decide to disallow part of the cost if, in their opinion, the carpet can be successfully cleaned.
I've seen you before, you know.
What?
I'm sure I have. I never forget faces.
You study accents. You never forget faces. You're an observant man, Mr. Harvey.
That bar on the North Road.
There's a number of bars on the North Road.
Oh, the one I go to.
Is that right?
That's where I met my friends. The night they all came back here. It's a good place to meet friends. Don't you find?
I insist.
Yes, you said.
So I'm seeing it again.
I explained.
Just the thought of it.
Jesus Christ.
You went in.
Well, for a girl from your sort of background, you really can't get snotty, Lisa. Do you know that?
San Miguel, please.
I'll get that.
Mr. Harvey.
Another one for me.
Sure thing.
And it's John, please.
I was thinking about you today.
Now there's a coincidence. I've been thinking about you, too.
No, I was told this morning your claim had been processed.
Is that right?
You should have your money through in the next few days.
2 summer girls?
Well, that's quite a record. It's only a week since my visit.
Now, that is good news. Look, tax demands, VAT demands, 3 months back rent, 6 months back rates. Like a credit card, charge card, 7 months HP on the car.
So you're not exactly terrific with money?
You said you understood.
I do understand. You're in more debt than the Maxwell.
You said you understood about Alex. We agreed, Lisa.
Yeah.
He's perfect. When I first told you about him, that's what you said.
Go on.
What?
Go and meet him. I said go, all right?
Come here.
What?
Before I go and meet him, come here.
They're not quite covering the full amount. I did warn you they may not, but they'll go up to about 80% what you're asking. It means you'll have to sign a release form, just to confirm that by accepting their offer you'll make no further claim, but once that's done, the money can be paid almost straight away. Like I said, it's quite a record.
So can I sign it now?
It's 8 o'clock. The office is closed.
Ah, haven't you got any of these forms on you?
I'm not that dedicated to my job, Mr. Harvey.
John. Say it. John.
John.
So, how about at home? Have you got any of these forms there?
Yes. Yes, I keep some of those forms at home.
And is that far? Home?
It's just around the corner.
So, wouldn't take the two of us long to slip back there? Get everything sorted out.
Oh, I'm drowning, Lisa. I've never
done but
it. It's my only chance.
John, my...
Our only chance.
Listen to me.
You've got to help me.
It's the only way, Clara.
I keep the office stuff in here.
What, in a cardboard box?
I haven't quite got around to unpacking yet.
You've been here a year and you haven't unpacked yet. You really don't like putting down roots, do you?
No. I think the phony wants in this one.
So what's through there? Or haven't you looked yet?
That's the kitchen.
And through there?
Bedroom. Yeah, yeah, there's the file. I'll show you where to sign.
Why don't you show me later?
What?
Afterwards.
After what?
Afterwards.
John. Oh. John. Listen to me.
What do they mean to you, Lisa?
What?
Before. All those punters. Those men.
Nothing.
Which is what he means to me. But I'll mean one hell of a lot to him. I've checked on him. I'll mean everything. And once I mean all that to him, Lisa, he'll do anything, anything for me without even stopping to think about it.
No.
What's the matter?
It's too quick.
Why are we waiting?
Look, we should talk. Oh, John.
About a week.
This is you and John. I have to get the names for the statement.
We've been looking for a house. Well, a cottage. Like I was telling that bloke the one who was trying to help. We're getting married at Christmas.
Take your time.
We've been to see this place 2 miles down the road. T-something.
Do you know it?
Yeah. And we were coming back. It had been raining. John wasn't going fast, but suddenly we hit this patch of water and the car just goes out of control, starts spinning. Then we hit that bank over there and then it starts rolling over and over. And then we stop, John's not moving. But managed to get help. And when we got back in, the car...
When we got you, you could smell it. all over the place. There was petrol everywhere.
And the car... the car just exploded.
Ago, I'd just been moved on from Riverside by the police, was working Crichton Street. I clocked him watching me, circling round a few times, cutting down the alley by the Custom House, back up by the Glendower. Well, first off, I thought he'd just like looking. You get them. I had this student one night, he tells me they're called voyeurs. I tells him I got my own word for him. But a week later, John comes back, and this time, he stops.
$15 in the car, $25 inside. Full strips, an extra $5.
I want something else.
I got a friend if you want two girls.
I don't want two girls.
It's my sister.
Not even your sister.
So what do you want?
I want to talk to you.
Dirty talk?
No. Just talk.
You mean words? Conversation? That kind of thing?
Yeah.
That's extra.
John had this crazy idea. He got it from a film. John gets lots of ideas from films. He was working in this warehouse, been there for almost 3 months, and his boss had this thing about porno flicks. He'd watch them all day in his office. John wanted to work this scam on him, but he needed a girl. He said I get 500 quid for 10 minutes work.
500 for 10 minutes?
I'm good at my job, but I'm not that good. This was John's idea too. It's a sort of diary. You put this camera on yourself and you talk into it. Didn't sound a patch on The Exorcist to me when he first told me about it. But John said try. He reckons it helps you see things clearer. Like a shrink, only it's cheaper. Or a social worker, only you don't talk back.
No, it's more than that.
Oh, yeah. Motormouth says it's more than that.
It's like a magic wand.
Spot on.
It makes things come true.
You're a tosspot, you know.
Any crazy thing you want to do, any impossible thing, it's all possible. You don't sound crazy no more once you talk about it into this.
I didn't know what he was going on about at first. But I'm beginning to. It's like with John's boss. He spends all day in this fantasy watching these films. Well, after a bit, he starts thinking what's on the screen's normal. So when I turn up in his office, start off complaining about this Black and Decker I bought for my boyfriend, but end up giving him the come on, well, he's seen all this, hasn't he, in Sexy Sadie Go Shopping. So this poor sod rent, he just landed on Fantasy Island. When he could have had what he had for 10 quid any afternoon back of Asbrook Travel. Instead, it cost him his job. Once his boss finds out someone's added on their toes with 3 grand's worth of stuff and wants to know what he's been doing when he should have been sorting out the weekly stock take.
Go on.
What's the point?
Go on.
John says I should talk about how I got started. So what's it to say? On a good night, I can clear 200 quid. Better than cleaning the Marriott 6 mornings a week for poverty plus tips.
The hospital.
When I first left the hospital, they sent me to social services.
That's not what I mean.
This bloke who saw me said I should apply for income support. The only thing is, it's paid in arrears. So in the meantime, he says I should apply for the hardship fund.
Only thing is, Cardiff spent his allocation for the whole year, and there's still 9 months to go.
So then?
So then, he sent me to this charity to help the homeless or something.
Lisa?
The bloke there tells me how this city's got 9,000 homeless people, half of them single like me. They had a hostel that'd take 62. The first few times, it wasn't easy. The punters, they can tell you new, they get heavy.
It's just along here.
I don't usually do hotels.
This is it?
I told you, I got a bed sit.
And these are my friends.
Sometimes, very heavy.
Good girl.
Two weeks after we do the hit on the warehouse, John says, do I want to do this other scam?
God, this isn't a flat, it's a cinema.
So I've got more movies than the British Film Institute. Everyone needs a hobby.
How many have you actually got here?
Over 600.
And you watch them all?
At least 3 or 4 times each.
And there's a movie playing in here all the time?
They're on our stacking system.
This isn't a hobby, John. It's a religion.
I love movies. Movies with passion, movies with bite. I can lose myself in a movie with passion and bite. They're my life.
Yes.
That's why I wanted you to see this place, see these tapes, because now you're part of my life too. Sometimes I think it was fate, you know, you coming along to sort out my claim.
I liked you the very first minute I saw you, like the solemn way you talked about your company, your job.
Maybe just like what I could do. So, why did they send you?
What?
Your company. Struck me the other day, you know. I've made claims before, but I've never been visited by an assessor.
Just that every claim has its ceiling, that's all.
Ceiling?
A maximum amount the company thinks is reasonable to pay in any specific circumstance.
I don't understand.
Well, if a claim goes above that amount, that ceiling, it's investigated. If it falls below, then it's not worth it. The company simply pays.
So is that the same for all kinds of insurance? Not just home, but motor, even life?
Of course.
John had a diary too. Shelf after shelf of videos. Just John talking about himself.
So everything's in there?
Yeah.
Everything that's ever happened to you, you talk about it.
Yeah, like I said.
So what's this one about?
My wife.
Oh.
Tony. She walked out on me a year back.
Yeah, you said.
We've been together since we were 16.
Look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
Never thought she'd leave, you know, just couldn't imagine life without her. When I love someone, Lisa, I need them. Really need them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
After she left, it was like I didn't exist. Is this making sense?
Yeah. It is.
Do you remember that movie I played you?
La Strada.
Yeah. It was like that. I didn't feel... I don't know.
As if you were living.
Right.
This film, La Strada, it's Italian. Italian film. Listen to me, I'm Camilli. It's about this girl, and she's in this travelling circus. She's assistant to this strongman.
She fastens the metal chains around him and he bursts out of them. Only the strong man treats this girl like shit, hits her, even rapes her. And the girl feels useless, feels like she's...
invisible.
Yeah. Then one day, she makes friends with a tightrope walker. He can see that she's unhappy and he tries to cheer her up. She can't be that useless, he tells her, because she's the only person in the circus the strong man hasn't driven away from him. Of all the assistants he's had, she's the only one who stayed. And now, the girl doesn't feel so useless. It's like she's visible again. No one's ever clocked it before. That in me. Not even the doctors. John's right. The movies help.
She's made her face chalk white with black circles under her eyes and red on her lips and cheeks.
I don't get it.
She looks like what came aboard the ship to shoot dice for souls in the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
So does that mean...
Shh.
It's nearly finished.
So that man, the man in the movie, he's saying all that from beyond the grave.
Yes.
He's dead and he's still speaking.
It's called imagination.
Yeah, I don't think I got too much of that.
That's all right. I've got enough for the two of us.
Saturday, September 10th. 6 weeks to go.
Can I help?
I'd like to send one of your £30 bouquets. They're to go to this address.
It's special instructions.
It's a regular delivery. The person who collects will know what to do with them.
And the name of the recipient?
Woodyatt. The Reverend Donald Woodyatt.
And is there any message to be sent with a bouquet?
No message. It's not necessary.
I ate flowers.
John.
I saw you coming in here and thought I'd got to tell him.
Excuse me a minute.
That if it's my early Christmas present, cancel it now and send me a crate of Red Stripe instead.
Well, it's not your early Christmas present.
Oh, so whose present is it?
No one you know.
Should I be getting jealous?
Can we talk about someone else?
Alex. Hey, was somebody joking?
It's just...
I didn't mean to...
Don't be offended, but it's...
personal.
You are offended.
No, it's all right.
Look, I'll explain, really.
No, but for now, we'll just keep off the personal stuff, eh? Look, okay, so can we talk about business instead?
Sorry?
Can I talk about work? Your work?
Is there some problem with your claim?
There's something I want you to do for me. I'd never thought about this kind of thing before.
Well, you should have done.
Not till I met you.
Everyone should think about it.
It's always felt so weird.
John.
I don't know, maybe this isn't a good idea after all.
Look, what would happen to my job if people didn't think about insurance?
Tell you the truth, I didn't realize how many different kinds of insurance there are. Health insurance if you fall ill, accident insurance if you fall over.
Well, my company deals with over 700 different types of policies.
I didn't know there were 700 different types of risk.
I came across a new one the other day, thought of you.
Oh?
It's a life policy that pays out triple in the event of death by fire in a car crash. Triple indemnity. Isn't that like one of those movies you like so much?
It was a double indemnity. And it's death in or on a train. But it's the same sort of idea.
The body in the car.
Not a problem.
You're not exactly going to get a whole load of volunteers.
I've got a friend.
You'd have to be very friendly to sit in a bird and motorboat.
No, he works in the medical school. I'll tell him I need some human bones for a practical joke. He'll help me out.
And that will fool the police, will it? A pile of bones in a burnt-out car.
Why would they do a big forensic job on it? There's your statement that it's me and Cy. We'll make sure people have really got to know us in the week we're down there. We'll look at a lot of local houses and drink in one hell of a lot of local pubs. All the police will see is a tragic accident. Must have been someone really close.
What?
Those flowers.
Oh, John.
It upsets you every time I try and talk about it.
It's not that I don't want to tell you, it's just...
personal. Like I said, I understand.
Your quotes came through this morning, by the way.
What?
You know, there's life policies you're asking about. Yes. Yes, it was someone close.
There's too many policies.
We need that many.
The more there are, the greater the risk.
How'd you work that out?
What if a salesman from one company starts talking to a salesman from another?
No, they wouldn't.
Why? Is there some kind of law against it or something?
What I mean is, that's where Alex comes in.
Oh, yeah. Him.
I use him to find out which companies to go for. The smaller companies, the ones with no connection to the other.
So what if one of these companies appoints some sort of investigator? Like, what's his name? Golden Bollocks.
Alex.
Yeah. Alex.
Was it an old lover? They're all pretty close, those quotes. I warned you they would be.
You don't have to answer.
I told you there's no point in going to so many companies. No, it wasn't a lover.
A close friend, then?
He's no threat, John. He never could have been.
He?
Even if he'd lived...
So those flowers
were to put on a grave, yes.
They won't appoint anyone.
So how can you be sure of that?
I'll make sure each policy is way below that company's ceiling.
It's what?
Alex explained it. If I keep each one low enough, and I can find out just how low from him, then they wouldn't bother. There'll be no reason for anyone to investigate. This man.
So what do you want me to do? Accept the cheapest offer?
The one who died.
Well, should I take up more than one? There's no law against it.
He was a relative, wasn't he?
You can't have more than one policy.
Was he your father?
The more policies, the bigger the payout on death.
Or a brother?
Yes. Yes, he was my brother.
I'm not praying, Alex.
Then you can do it, can't you, John?
It's just important to me.
Work your scam.
You know, to know all about you. What?
Then you can fake your death.
I don't understand.
I ran a credit check on you, John. Usual, you know, when people take out substantial policies.
These policies aren't substantial.
Well, added together they are. You're in trouble, John. You're not a lot of it.
I've just had some... bad luck lately.
You're drowning in it. Which makes you a man with financial problems applying for life insurance.
So?
So, if there's a claim lost on any of these policies with you aged less than the industry mean...
What?
Well, that's the idea, isn't it? To claim? And soon?
What happens if I say yes?
So this is a scam.
What happens if I say it is?
Do you love me, John? Like you said.
Yes.
Or was this... Is this just part of the scam?
Could it be?
You spend a lot of time watching people act, John.
Oh, come on.
Come on, look at all your tapes.
I love you.
You must have picked up a few tips.
It may have started like that, but not anymore.
But you did pick me out. And it wasn't because you were turned on by my accent.
No.
That's because I worked in insurance.
But it changed.
When did it change?
I don't know.
Ugh, John.
I don't know. I can't explain it. It just did. Look. I'll give this up. The whole thing. I'll even give you up if that's what you want. I'm sorry. It was stupid. The whole idea.
I don't want you to give it up.
I should have got out. There and then.
I don't want you to give me up.
I was standing right on the edge, and I kept telling myself to get out of this. To get out
and never come back.
I don't understand you.
I don't understand myself. I see where you got the idea from. I did the minute you showed me that movie, you know, about the man, insurance man.
He'd been in his job about the same time as you'd been in yours.
No.
15 years.
I could understand what he was saying. He,
spoke to you.
Yes.
But what I was really doing was peeping over the edge. And all the time I was trying to pull away, there was something in me that kept edging a little closer.
But if you're going to do this, John, you got to cover every angle. And there's only one way you're going to do that.
If you help me.
Yeah.
And will you help me?
I'd seen you, you know, watching me. Seen you in that bar. But you never said anything. You never approached. First couple of times, you were dressed in black. Black t-shirt, black jeans. But the third time, you were on that long coat. Remember? Like mine. Did you know, John? Even then, somehow, did you know? He was 19. We'd hardly spent a single night of our lives apart. No. I never found it easy talk out my feelings. But it helps, like you said, talking to this, like this. No one else in the room. And I never found it easy to love. Well, I never really expected I would. It's still not that simple. But for a shy gay man. Do you believe in synchronicity, John? The existence of willed coincidence. I never really liked my job. Just something to do. Often wondered what the hell I was doing it. Maybe you were right. Maybe it was intended. Maybe I was put into that world so 15 years later I'd meet you and you'd take me out of it. The doctors warned us it could happen. It could strike either twin at any time. And when it did, there'd be nothing they could do. And it struck him. And there was nothing they could do. It wasn't like losing a brother. It was as if I died too. Why is it whenever you try and describe how you feel, it always comes out as a cliche, it's trite. Then you're ashamed of how you feel, because that now seems trite and cliched too. But it's too stupid to say I started living again when I met you, John. But it's true.
Saturday, September 24th. 4 weeks to go.
That film, La Strada, the Itai film, right at the end, the strong man sees the girl talking to the tightrope walker, and he can see they're getting on, that the girl's happy when she talks to this bloke, and the strong man gets jealous. So he kills the tightrope walker just when the tightrope walker's telling the girl to stay where she is. And now the girl feels even better, because now she really knows he needs her. Jesus Christ, I don't like this.
These are the companies we go for.
I never heard of them.
No, we're not exactly talking Scottish widows here.
And there's no contact between them. And none of these companies have anything to do with the other.
No, the last thing any of these would want is any sort of contact with each other.
And there's no central register. Nowhere any of these companies can check I've applied to the others as well.
Nowhere at all.
I was reading something the other day about one being set up.
No, that's for house claims, not life. As far as life's concerned, we're still in the dark ages.
So, how much do we place?
No more than 50,000.
50?
No company will take much notice of a single life policy for under £50,000.
That's because no one's going to get rich on that kind of cash.
So it's not the kind of amount that would make anyone suspicious.
What I mean is 50,000 isn't going to go a long way, Alex.
And we place 20 policies.
20?
Yes.
That's £1 million.
That should go a fair way, don't you think? The accident.
What about it?
So, there'll just be bones in the car.
Yeah? Is that a problem? It's only a rural police force. And if there's nothing iffy about the crash, it's...
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that should be okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
Right.
Now, the beneficiary of your will.
Yeah?
Now, this is crucial. Even with small policies like these, a dodgy beneficiary could still make a company investigate. Now, you're divorced. That's good. You see, there's a young widow. An assessor might, turn up just to chance his arm.
Nice people, you assessors.
That's not a problem in this case.
I haven't seen Tony in over 12 months. I don't want to see her again.
There's no danger she may, reappear. She'll find out about your accident. She might try and make a claim on your estate.
Tony was the one with the money. The lawyer insisted on no financial comeback.
Well, she could try.
The divorce was watertight.
So, as far as the insurance companies are concerned, you're a prudent single man who's taken out a small policy to cover a few debts in the event of an unfortunate early death.
That was the idea.
So, who's supposed to make sure these debts are settled? Who's the beneficiary named on the policy?
I've been thinking about that. What about a friend?
What?
Like you.
Me?
It's for us, after all, me and you, the money.
I'd be the worst possible choice.
We can both start again.
The executor of your policy works in insurance, and for a rival company... God, they'd be on you quicker than you could say Edward G. Robertson.
Robinson.
Robert. Aye, well, whatever. Look, you must have had someone in mind, John, when you first dreamt this whole thing up.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
So?
My sister. Alex, Lisa,
Nice to meet you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Alex knows the score.
Yeah, you said.
And I've told Alex that you know exactly what to do.
Do you want to run through it with me?
After the accident, I phone the insurance companies one by one. I tell them I found this policy in my brother's things.
You tell them you don't quite understand it, and could they send someone round to run through it?
Yeah, like I said, I think I've got all that. Want a word, John, okay?
Can't do wait.
Family matter. Don't mind, do you?
I have to head back to the office anyway.
Alex. Yes, happy day. See you later.
What the hell's going on?
For Christ's sake, Lisa, calm down.
You were just using him, that's what you said.
And I am.
Just for a bit of inside info.
But he sussed it.
So now he's in on it.
No.
Now you and him are heading off together.
Of course we're not.
Well, that's what he thinks.
Which makes this even better.
Not from where I'm standing.
Now he thinks he's got a stake in it. Now he really thinks he's involved. So now it really has a chance of working.
I just don't like it.
Trust me, Lisa.
Don't like him.
Maybe you should try.
What do you mean?
He's quite a surprising man.
John.
Once you get to know him.
So what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
The way you look at him sometimes.
What do you mean? I like him, Lisa, okay? I admit it. But I love you.
It started when I was about 12. I'd have to walk home from school across this park. I didn't like it. There were trees, bushes crowding in on me. It was scary. But then I hit on this game. If I stared at just one of the trees for long enough, it was like I'd disappear into it. So then no one could see me, and then I couldn't be hurt. And it worked. I walked home and didn't feel scared no more. But after a while, it would happen without me trying. I'd suddenly feel myself disappearing. No one could see me, and I'd have to call my name out over and over again to bring myself back. And that's when it started. The doctors, the clinic, all that. I kept disappearing, and I couldn't bring myself back.
Hiya, you're new?
I don't feel new. I feel about 102 years old.
I'm John Harvey. I'm one of the porters.
I'm Karen Brogan. I'm the new secretary and I'm having a nervous breakdown.
No. Dr. Allen needs a file.
Files?
Lisa Morrissey.
I haven't got on to files yet. I don't even know where the filing cabinet's at.
Shall I get it myself?
It's what made working Crichton Street easy. It wasn't me. I'd have disappeared again. So when the doctors tried to bring me back, I didn't want them to. Didn't want to be seen. Not then. But John needed me. For this. He couldn't have done it without me.
Can I help?
Yeah, a cottage in the window, Bronmount. Have you got any details on it? I'd like to look at any cottages in this price band. We're thinking of buying a place down here, me and my boyfriend. Wondered if you had anything about a bit of character would be nice. Maybe a bit of land too, perhaps an acre.
So, you'd like a three-bedroomed place, not too isolated, but away from the town. Price guide, $60,000, and you can complete quickly if we can find you the right place.
That's it.
So what do you think? Do you reckon you can find us somewhere?
I know we're getting married soon.
So how long will you be in the area?
As long as it takes. So, how are things now?
Don't even ask.
Oh, still having that nervous breakdown?
I'm on my second already.
I need another file.
I still haven't moved past counting the paper clips. Who is it this time?
Alex Bowen.
From the day he died, I played it safe.
He's just registered with us.
Took the no-risk option. College. Job.
Dr. Allen wants to look at his notes from the psychiatric reg as well.
When John came along, it was as if I could finally take revenge on all that.
Hello. Combined Insurance?
Yes. I'd like to place a life policy.
Hello, Mutual. Yes. I'd like to take out a life policy.
Yes. I'm making inquiries about one of your life policies.
Okay, let's confirm the details. You're a white male, 32, self-employed businessman. No disclosable risks, straight term cover.
That's right.
Sum assured, 50,000.
Correct.
Is that all?
I'm sorry?
It's just the 50,000 isn't a lot of money these days.
It'll be enough.
Place.
Yeah.
And that's the cottage, over there.
It's rented to a farmer. I checked when we were in the estate agents. It's just him and his wife.
What if they're both out that night?
He's a recluse, so is she. Never goes anywhere.
So what if that night you decided to break the habit of a lifetime?
We'll check first. I've got his phone number, we'll call, put the phone down when he answers. Then we'll know he's in.
And we turn the car on that bend?
Just there.
So how are we supposed to do that? Not exactly weightlifters.
See that grass verge? I put the two wheels up on it first. It'll be easy.
So it's close now?
It's very close.
We're really going to do this?
Straight down the line.
It's funny, but Lisa, John's sister, I'm sure of me. I can't think where.
Lisa Morrissey for Dr. Candy, please.
What number did she say?
I'm sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, it's gone.
Hi, room 6, please.
Been out house hunting again?
Not for much longer.
Look, you found the place.
Yeah, other side of the river, Tinewin.
Oh, I know it, the small holding.
It's been vacant about 6 months.
Yeah, that's the one.
We're going back to look at it this afternoon.
And we've arranged for a surveyor to take a look at it tomorrow.
The estate agent reckons if everything goes okay, we could be in by the end of the month.
There'll be champagne with dinner tonight, then.
It'd be dandelion and burdock with the sort of mortgage we're taking on.
Yeah, but talking of dinner...
Shall I book a table for you?
Yeah, but for 3 tonight.
Why 3?
Tonight we're being joined by a friend.
He's coming here?
There's a problem.
You're telling me?
I've been thinking about it for days.
It's called golden balls.
But he may be the answer.
He comes, John. I walk.
It's the bones in the car.
What do you mean?
It was Alex who first picked up on it.
Picked what up?
I could see that it bothered him.
I don't understand.
What if the police do a proper investigation?
You said they wouldn't.
But I can't be sure, can I? We need a body, Lisa.
This place.
It's paradise.
It's unpronounceable. There isn't even a station.
Good to see you, John.
Good to see you, too.
Can I kiss you?
Isn't me the sheep are going to be shocked? Oh, and my sister.
Lisa.
She's in the car.
Oh, well. Perhaps,
It's all right. Lisa understands. We've got to.
For Jesus' sake, John.
Think about it.
I am thinking about it.
He's the only one who knows what we're doing.
But he's involved too.
I know.
So he can't do anything, can he?
Lisa.
He can't shop us without shopping himself.
And he might just do that.
What do you mean he might just do that? What is he, a maniac?
He's in love, Lisa, with me. And I'm going off with you. Who knows what he might do?
So why the phone call?
I found the spot.
For the accident?
Yes, perfect. At least I think it is. But I want to know what you think. We'll meet him off the train. That halt outside Penny Bond. You get in the back, I'll drive. Alex will sit next to me, you behind. Then we'll take him for a ride. Miles out in the country.
God, look at that view.
Let's just sit here for a minute, shall we?
Sit here now and look.
Oh, you're right, John. This is paradise.
The water, the surf, the colors on the shore.
All spread out before us.
You think that makes beauty?
It's fabulous.
That's not beauty.
Oh, wow.
It's the knowledge of what lies below the surface that carries death with every move it makes.
So how am I supposed to do it?
You take this pad.
What's on it?
You hold it to his mouth from behind. Crook your arm round his neck so he can't move. Then you hold it tight. Then we use a rope.
Like what's his name?
What?
In that film we watched. That's how he was taken.
Yeah.
From the back, in a car.
Now, isn't that neat?
And just look at that sunset.
Sunset? There's hours before it gets dark.
Hold it!
I can't!
Lisa!
I can't!
Get a book on his neck.
John!
All right, all right. I got him.
John!
I said I got him!
This is horrible!
Shut up!
Hurry up, will you?
I am!
What did she say?
I said shut up! To the car.
Not now.
Right now, Lisa. Now. Now, while you're in this state. While you're shaking like that. Like you would be. Like you would be if you'd just seen someone die.
I hope you don't mind me coming to the funeral like this.
No.
I haven't been able to stop thinking about it, you see. That night, the accident.
Yes.
We couldn't do anything. You do see that?
I've been going over it, you know. In my mind. Watching it again and again. It would have been suicide to try. I can see that now. Please!
Who's that? What's going on?
Just down there.
I can't see a thing.
There, look!
Love of God!
Can you see it?
What speed were you doing?
John!
He's completely turned over, man!
Please just get him out! John!
No! One spark, that's all it's going to take, and your boyfriend won't be going anywhere. Just calm down! Okay? Calm down. Keep still. Don't do anything silly. Let the fire boys get him out.
You know what you've done, don't you? You've just made a video of your own death. That's weird.
Saturday, October 8th. 2 weeks to go.
I can't do this.
Yes, you can.
They'll assess it.
No, they won't.
They'll hear it in my voice.
Lisa.
I'm telling you, they'll know. They'll know I'm lying to them.
Do it to the camera.
What?
Tell the camera what happened. Like you've told it everything that's happened to you before. It was supposed to be therapy, of course. You know, the films, the movies, talking into the cameras. The idea was that by, you know, talking to something inanimate, something outside myself, it might all be unlocked. A key to turn the door on the past. And the first few times it seemed to work, you know. Memories did come back. It's chaos. People running everywhere. Cars screaming below the underpass. A woman screaming as she watches them. Sunlight glinting off an upstairs window while I walk quietly away. And no one's noticed. No one sees me. But they should. Because I did it. I killed him. I shot the president. But they weren't my memories. Keep trying, she said. Go on.
I'm trying.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Lisa.
Good.
Lisa Harvey.
Now for the next bit.
My brother, John, he died in a car crash a few days ago. I've been sorting through his papers.
That's it.
And I've come across this insurance policy.
Now practice it. Again and again. And sometimes I really thought I was getting close to something. We were trapped beneath some rusty gun port. The full moon was shining. I can still see it. The tracer fire jagged over our heads. And I threw the carbine as he appeared just in front of me, then watched as his face exploded. You know, before he died, he said one word, a memory from the womb. Mother, he said. Then down he went in his blood. For 2 months, she investigated military records. And had I been in some campaign and seen some action? Then one night, we watched the late night movie together. And we both saw just the scene I described. I'd watched it weeks before. It was one of the hardest moments. Fact had fused so completely with fiction, it seemed impossible they'd ever separate. Still, she said, keep trying.
So how long have we got?
Alex took 3 weeks holiday. He's not due back in work for at least a fortnight.
And no one's going to miss him before then?
There's no one to miss him.
No family?
His family fell apart after the death of his brother. He's a sort of orphan now.
It's funny, you know.
What is?
Alex.
What about him?
I'm sure I've seen him somewhere before. Something about his voice.
Lisa Morrissey for Dr. Tandy, please. Cubicle 4.
It's cubicle 4. Miss! Miss!
Gone. No, it's gone.
For a time, the first few months, I wrote letters to people who might have known me. Even followed people in the street who looked at me curiously, as if they might know me too. But nothing. I was getting frantic. Which is when she pointed out that empty pages have perfect choice. I thought about it all night. I couldn't get it out of my mind. And the next day she told me that really I was blessed. And like anyone else, I could write for myself whatever past I wanted. I was anchored by nothing and so was free to do anything. Anything at all. And I kept thinking about that too, you know, turning it over again and again in my mind. And the more I thought about it, the less frantic I felt.
I'm really going to screw this.
No, you're not.
Why are you always so sure about everything? You've never screwed up on anything?
Not that I can remember.
Yes, hello, I'm Lisa Harvey. My brother, John, he died in a car crash a few days ago. Yeah, thank you, it was a shock.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's about my brother, John. I've been going through his papers and I found this policy. I'm going through my brother's stuff and I don't quite understand what this is all about. Could someone call round? Or could I come and see someone so they can explain it to me?
Here and there, memories do come back, of course. But can I trust them? Did I meet the man I recall? Or was he just a name in a book? Do I remember a country because I visited it? Or because I once read a description in a paper? Sometimes even now it still gets me.
Okay. Here we are. Alex Bowen's file. I'm bringing it back.
And this file was for Dr. Allen, right?
Right.
Only I was talking to the girl in admissions at lunch, and she said we don't have a Dr. Allen. Hey, did you hear me? And she said we haven't got a porter called John Harvey either. John Harvey's not a porter, she said.
Miss?
Yeah?
Passport, please.
Oh, yeah, right.
Miss Lisa Morrissey?
Yeah, that's me. Horrible picture, isn't it?
Is this your first visit to a spine, Miss Morrissey?
This is my first visit anywhere.
And the purpose of your visit?
Sorry?
Why are you visiting the Costa? Are you here for business or for pleasure?
She's here for pleasure.
John!
Business is over now.
I couldn't believe I was doing it.
What did I tell you?
Never thought we'd bring it off.
Well, I knew.
No one even questioned what I said to him.
I told you.
It just wasn't real. And you know the really weird thing?
What?
It still feels like that. As if none of it really happened.
This is Spain, Lisa.
I know.
And down there is definitely the Costa.
But even now it feels... I don't know, as if someone's going to pull a plug on us. That all this is just going to disappear.
Wait, close your eyes.
What?
Just do it.
John?
We're almost there. Close your eyes.
What's going on?
I want to see your face when you first see it.
When I first see what?
I can't do that if I'm driving. Now, quick, Lisa.
Okay, okay.
Now, when I give the word, you can open them.
Oh, my God!
No, you had them open all the time.
Is this it?
This is it.
This is the villa you're going to buy.
This is the villa we've bought.
Our new home.
Yeah, our new home. So, does it feel real now?
So what's that over there?
Ben El Madana.
And there?
Marbella.
And there?
Puerto Banus.
Oh, no, it really does feel like I'm dreaming.
Hey, come on.
Where are we going now?
Last the banker's drafts you brought. They should be in the account by now.
What?
I'll show you once and for all, this is no dream.
Account number 510579.
Si, momento, señor.
What's the matter?
This address.
What?
The address of this bank.
What about it?
The Lane of the Bad Boy.
Your account, senor, with today's bond.
Gracias. Ah. Just over 180 million pesetas.
So how much is that?
Well, minus the odd villa. £1 million.
I kept telling myself it was all going to be worth it.
And isn't it? Just look around you, Lisa.
Every time I picked up that phone, I kept saying it again and again.
Above the snow line. Can you see?
But once I got out here, everything would be okay.
Just look at that view.
And then it all began to happen.
Isn't it amazing?
Just like you said it would.
Look at that light.
One company even sent me some flowers.
The way it catches on the white of the snow.
It's starting to feel real, John.
Just look at that sunset.
All of a sudden, I'm really starting to believe it's true. What did you say? Why did you say that, John?
What?
About the sunset. You don't mess about, John. That was what you said to Alex. That was when I had to...
That was when you had to put the rope around his neck, Lisa. And kill him. One year before.
We can't do this.
Yes, we can.
It's crazy.
We'll be set up for life.
We'll be banged up for life.
Not if we plan it properly.
That's impossible, Tony.
Anything's possible.
Tony.
If we just take our time.
Hurry up, Tony.
I am.
For Christ's sake, someone might come along.
Shut up.
We'd need help.
So we get help.
Someone who knows about insurance.
That shouldn't be difficult.
And someone else. Someone to collect on the policies.
I could collect on the policies.
No, not you. You're too close to me. That gets suspicious.
See, John? You're planning it already. First, find a girl. A girl we can use. Then we can start.
So what do we do now?
Put her in the driver's seat.
Right.
Then take off the handbrake and run the car down that slope. Make sure it comes to rest against that tree.
Yeah, as if it's come off the road.
And smash the front lights, too. Is this Alex's wallet?
I just took it out of his jacket before we torched the car.
And this is Lisa's handbag. So we throw these away from the car, as if they've been flung out in the impact far enough away so as not to get burnt.
Send me so far to the car.
With Lisa inside.
Do you think the police will buy it?
The British police did.
No, well, we had Lisa then. She told them what happened. We had a statement to go on.
And now we've got a crash. A burnt out car. Just charred bones inside. But some ID outside that's obviously been thrown clear.
I don't know.
I do. I know the Spanish. Spanish police, John. It'll be enough for them. They won't do a thing.
Oh, Alex's company will be informed.
And so will Lisa's family, so there'll be no mystery there either. Make love to me, John. Right here and now. Saturday, October 22nd. 1 hour to go. He was brought in 2 weeks ago. We've called him John. It's as good a name as any. He's obviously had a bad time of it for a few months, even before the accident. John isn't in good shape, but the doctors aren't too worried about the physical problems. I've heard them talking. It was a nasty crash, but people have survived worse. The biggest problem is inside his head. John's lost the ability to remember. He retains memories from after the accident, but before is a complete blank. He can't remember what he was doing or even who he is. And we can't find out anything about him.
What day is it today?
It's Wednesday, John.
So, today's the day.
Yes, today's the day.
Jesus Christ.
John's face had been badly smashed in the crash. The surgeons had to operate to rebuild the features. He looks okay, handsome even. But he must look a lot different to before, which hasn't exactly helped in trying to identify him. The doctors have kept him from a mirror until he's stabilized. They hope that when he's strong enough, his face won't be too much changed, that he'll still be able to recognize something of himself. So, John?
It's like looking at a stranger.
This is him. Morning, John.
Yeah.
Oh, in one of those moods again, are we?
I'm the miserable type. Don't you remember? I do. Or at least I would, but I can't actually remember.
Here. I brought you a present.
What is it?
Some more videos. You enjoyed the last lot I brought you.
They're over there.
No, keep them. Watch them again. I'm on my own too, John. I find they're almost like friends. They're leaving him to me. They think I've got some sort of line to him.
It's weird, you know.
What is?
Sometimes I think I know them. You know, those characters in the movies. I know them better than anyone else.
They think the tapes help. They think they put him back in touch with human situations. That they'll stimulate his memory. That by watching dozens of different stories, he may finally recall one of his own.
Have they told you?
Have they told me what, John?
I've got to leave at the end of the week.
Well, that's good news.
Is it?
It means you're getting better.
Yeah, but so what am I going to do, Tony? Where am I going to go?
They're not stimulating his memory. They're becoming his memory. All the usual checks and balances are missing. This is him.
This is incredible.
Oh, it's hardly Buckingham Palace.
No, you know what I mean. I don't know what I would have done without you, Tony. These last few months, you've been there for me.
John left the hospital and moved in with me. It was my idea.
But I've got to pay my way. This isn't going to be charity.
And that's when I told him about my other idea.
It's like that movie.
I know.
You know, that movie we watched. Oh, well.
But he should have watched the movie more closely. What was the lesson at the end? Never trust the sidekick, no matter who they are.
Tony, come and watch this.
It's worked so far, after all. Can't change the script now.
It's Lisa's diary.
She's in the stateroom getting ready.
She brought it out for me to watch.
She's made her face chalk white, with black under her eyes and red on her lips like death.
She really was a silly little child.
She looks like what came aboard the ship to shoot dice for souls in the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
Tony?
The moon.
Dr. Harvey?
You must be Dr. Bowen.
Psychiatric, Reg. Good to meet you. And it's Alex, please.
John. Well, just hang on for the nurse, please.
So what's the patient's name?
Tony. We're still working on a surname.
Background?
Tony's a working girl. We know that much. Patch used to be the streets run by the docks.
15 in the car, 25 inside. Full strips, an extra 5.
I want something else.
I got a friend, if you want 2 girls.
I don't want 2 girls.
And she was found in this state about, what, 3 weeks ago?
She was referred to us by A&E. She was found in a hotel room, according to the knife porter who broke the whole thing up. She'd been in there with 4 men, and she didn't want to be.
And these are my friends.
No! No! Nice people.
The paramedics fixed her up physically, but that's when this other problem became obvious. She was back in casualty within 12 hours, back again in less than 3 after that. That's when the consultant took a second look at her and began to think we should take a look too.
And we now think all this was triggered by the sudden death of her sister.
Her twin, yes. That's when it first really started, according to one of the girls who works the same patch. Seems to have hit her very hard.
The doctors warned us it could happen. It could strike either twin at any time. And when it did, there'd be nothing they could do. And since then, Tony's suffered almost complete memory loss. Hmm?
We think so. But it's difficult getting through. She's not unintelligent, don't get me wrong. She can understand what we're saying to her.
But she just won't respond.
Not directly. At least not verbally.
No, I don't understand.
Ah, yeah. Here she is. Lisa. Lisa Morrissey, Dr. Bowen, psychiatric reg.
Doctor.
Mm-hmm. Lisa's been making some headway with Tony.
Well, if you can call it that. I don't know. She started to make things up.
How do you mean?
It's weird, but it's like she's writing some sort of story in her head.
What sort of story?
It all began with this old film she watched.
Double Indemnity. They reran it on afternoon TV about a month or so back.
It seemed to strike some sort of chord in her. She asked to watch it again, so we got an old tape, copy of the book, too. Well, there didn't seem any harm in it, and she kept playing it over and over. But then she started jumping bits, watching different sections out of sequence. And now it's like she's making up her own version of it all.
To tell you the truth, we're not even sure if the accent she's using is her own, or has been picked up from the movie, too.
Well, it could all be a good sign.
Tony
taking the first step in trying to order the world around her.
Exactly.
But maybe I better warn you. This story, or whatever it is, has some of us as members of the cast.
Really?
So you might find yourself in there, too.
Well, I've always wanted to be in the movies. So, Tony's sister, the one who died, how did that happen?
It was only a game.
She was involved in a car crash. Rather nasty crash, too.
Car went up in flames.
No one else involved, thank goodness. Only the driver who forced her off the road.
You mean it was deliberate?
Yeah, there's a farmer who lives about half a mile from the crash scene. He saw these two cars pass just before the accident happened. First, he thought the leading car was being driven by a maniac.
Until he saw the one behind doing his best to force it down the side of the mountain.
Both cars disappeared round a corner, and then there was a huge smash.
And this second driver?
It's never been traced.
Just drove off without stopping.
Leaving Tony's sister trapped inside the burning wreck.
No wonder she's having trouble getting over it.
It wasn't supposed to happen. Anyway, it didn't.
And Tony's story, this one she's making up, what's it called?
I don't think it's got a title. Has it, Lisa?
Not yet.
In Final Cut, John was played by Ronan Vibert and Lisa by Cyril Jenkins. Alex was Hilton McRae, and Tony was Shelley Thompson. Other parts were played by Rodri Hugh, Caris Gwillim, Brendan Charlson, and Tracy Spottiswood. The music was composed and performed by Gareth Whittock. Final Cut was written by Rob Gittins and directed in Wales by Alison Hindle.